I recently started school again, and as a part of my daily routine, I am required to travel to Toronto Monday through Friday via the train and subway lines. It's a good 2 hours one way, so I usually pull out a good book, pop in my headphones, and relax to some music. I, of course, being from out of town, have heard a lot of horror stories that many people have endured on the subway. Naturally, I thought most of it was just exaggerations and tall tales. Well, I was very quickly proven dead wrong. About a week ago, I had just finished a very long and grueling day of school, and I wanted nothing more than to just get home and relax as soon as possible. I took my usual bus route to the subway station and sat down on one of the seats directly beside one of the exit doors. Now, a little context. I am facing forward, looking at one seat ahead of me, across the aisle of the subway car. This seat was occupied by a woman that looked to be in her 20s. She was what looked like playing a game on her phone and was paying absolutely no attention to anything going on around her. Next to this seat opposite me is another seat that faces this lady on her phone, and it is this person in this seat that made my 40-minute subway ride very disturbing. Occupying this seat was another lady that looked to be about 40 years old and possessed a very creepy smile. I say this because she never stopped smiling. And I mean, she was smiling the entire subway ride. For the first half of the ride, she was staring at the younger lady on her phone, laughing and muttering to herself. She also would occasionally take her phone out of her purse and take pictures of the girl on her phone. About halfway to my destination, the younger girl that was on her phone left the subway car, and the smiling lady's attention was then directed at me. She turned to face me and gave me a huge, disturbing, toothy grin. I just stared at a poster on the roof of the train for what felt like hours. Eventually, she got the hint that I was avoiding her gaze like the plague and went to plan B. She opened up her purse and removed a tube of toothpaste. She then proceeded to ingest at least half the tube. I damn near threw up, but somehow held it together, even though while she did this, she was still smiling at me while laughing. Now her face covered in toothpaste. My stop finally came, and I bolted from that subway car as fast as I could. I got to the escalator and glanced back to the car. And guess who I see walking fast towards me, arms held still at her side, still smiling. I was understandably completely terrified at this point. I ran out of the station into the bus. I made it onto the bus just as it pulled away from the station. I took one final look back, and there she was, standing on the platform, head cocked to the side, laughing and waving goodbye to me. For context, I am a 14-year-old. And 2 days ago, something very creepy and unnerving happened to me. I am on the cross-country team at my school, and our coach wants us to stay in shape during quarantine, so I was going on a run. I tend to run early in the morning, around 5:30 or 6, because the weather is cooler and less people are out and about. It's also nice to get your run over with so that the rest of the day is free. For you to understand exactly what happened, I need to explain the route that I run, so bear with me. I live in a nicer neighborhood in the U.S. My neighborhood is also near a major road. When I go on my run, I leave my neighborhood, travel down the main road, and enter a different neighborhood that is close to my own. This neighborhood has a low crime rate, is on the richer side, and goes along a big reservoir. It has lots of hills, and some of the bigger houses near the entrance of the neighborhood are backed up against some woods. I run through it because I like to look at the big houses, and sometimes some of the wildlife, such as deer, which sometimes makes its way out of the woods. When I run through it early in the morning, I get to enjoy the lack of people and the bird song. You need to understand that I run this route every morning, and no strange occurrences have happened with me being there. Now that you understand this setup, I'll tell you what happened. Like I said, this was 2 days ago. I left my house and neighborhood per usual and ran along the major road to the entrance of the neighborhood that I usually run in. Almost as soon as I come across the first house on the street, one of the ones that is backed up against some woods, I hear a rustling in the bushes. I think, oh cool, it's probably one of the deer, and slow down to try to spot it. But it never came out of the bushes. So I pick up my pace and continue along. Not long after that, maybe 2 minutes later, I hear someone on a bike behind me. This isn't unusual, so I don't think much about it. Until the guy on the bike says, beep beep. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe he doesn't have a bell or something. So I move over to the right to let the guy pass me on my left. But he doesn't. He stays right behind me. I'm not a slow runner, but someone on a bike would definitely be faster than me. If you have ever tried to go really slow on a bike, you will understand how hard it is to keep your balance. So I'm thinking, okay, this is really weird. I have a feeling that this guy is bad news, and I need to shake him. So I slow to a stop and get over to the side of the road to tie my shoe, which doesn't really need to be tied, and to see if he'll pass me. He doesn't. He just stopped. When it becomes clear that he isn't going anywhere, I get back on the sidewalk and keep running. Bad choice, I know, but I was panicking. Of course, the man on the bike follows, but even though my attempt to shake him didn't work, I did get a good look at him. He was tall and thin, with glasses, and he wore a Nirvana t-shirt. He definitely looked like a serial killer. As an avid reader of horror novels and an obsessive listener of scary podcasts, I was already thinking of the absolute worst possible outcome. I was going to be murdered when I had been out of my house for less than 10 minutes. Worse, I was over 2 miles from my house, so I was going to have to continue running. Now, I know that what I should have done was go to the closest house and let the family that lived in it know what was going on, but I wasn't thinking clearly. So I kept running, and the man on the bike kept following me at a meticulously slow pace. I was tired, sweaty, and near tears. I wanted to go home. Home was the only thing on my mind. I started looking around for ways to lose him or hide. Just up ahead of me was a sharp turn. My hope was that I could get around the turn faster than him, and then hide. Not a very well-developed plan, but better than being killed by a random person. I sprinted around the corner as fast as I could, right into a young woman who was out walking her 2 dogs. Big dogs. German shepherds, actually. I started to apologize profusely, trying to look calm. Apparently, I did not look calm at all, because she asked me what was wrong. The man was still behind me, practically breathing down my neck. I stared at the woman, pleading with my eyes, and said, "How is your walk going, Mom?" I prayed that she would understand, that she would play along. And fortunately for me, she did. She smiled at me and said, "Where were you? Me and your father were looking all over for you." We both then turned to look at the man on the bike, who looked extremely shocked. He turned around and quickly pedaled away, almost running into an oncoming car. As soon as he was gone, I broke down crying, telling the woman everything. She was very sympathetic and kind, and she ended up calling my parents to come pick me up. I was still sobbing when they arrived, and I had to catch my breath before telling them what happened. Looking back, I am almost positive that if I hadn't run into that woman, that something awful would have happened. I'm not sure if the rustling in the bushes at the entrance of the neighborhood was that man or not, but I am completely content with never knowing. I have not been back to that neighborhood since, and I'm not sure if I ever will.